There she is.
My kid found out I have a channel.
Is that what he calls it?
Yeah.
And like I was a YouTube channel?
No, I don't.
You know nothing. We record in my backyard, so my kids know all about the podcast.
Yeah.
Let me turn my mic the right way. There we go.
My kids, I've said it before.
But they don't know.
Yeah. But then today I was like, I'm going to Stacy's house. And little baby girl was like, why? And I was like, to do the podcast. And she was like, can I come? And I was like, absolutely fucking
hard
not.
Pass. Yeah.
And then other kid was sitting there and he was like, have you seen mom's channel? And I was like, you haven't seen mom's channel. I mean, other than when he came out of,
that's a vagina joke.
God damn.
Speaking of vaginas, you want to hear my goddamn?
I sure do.
That's a weird segue. But you know how I was talking about how I'm super excited because I'm going to build my garden bed and just live off grid?
Yeah.
Off of my garden bed alone.
Uh-huh.
I need to tell everybody my newest adventures on this. So I built my garden bed. Looks fucking stellar, right?
Yeah.
It's questionable.
No, I think it looks stellar. I'm just wondering how this all ties into a vagina.
Oh, just because I own one.
Oh,
and
okay.
I am a vagina making this all on my own without
you
any
sure
dicks.
Are.
Like, no dicks allowed.
No. You were like, Home Depot, here I come.
1,000%. That's my goddamn. Is that I've got the box built. I had to ask Lee twice for help. Actually, more like 3 or 4 times because also help with drilling a couple of hard screws. Mm. There were knots in the wood. Turns out when you screw into a knot in a wood, it's hard. Which sounds like, you know, fucking common sense. But I just didn't think about it. I was like, oh, that's hard. Okay, so we're learning as we go.
I wouldn't have thought that that's common sense.
Yeah. See, we're learning as we go. Also, sometimes the knots just like pop out and then you're like, oh, fuck, there's no wood there. What do I do? Another thing we learned as we went.
I did know they do that. I have a hole in my banister from one of those.
Do you?
I'm like, oh, that just fucking comes out, huh?
Look at that. Just pop it out. Yeah, so also learning to make my own little milk paint to go on the outside, because evidently that's safe for your garden beds, is very easy. I don't know if you guys knew this, but you can make your own paint very easily.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, other than from you.
Yeah. I'm learning all this shit. It's super fun. So today, my big girl task was I need to get soil for the bed. And I don't mean to brag, but I fucking mathed so hard and I got the exact amount of wood I needed for that bed, which will forever be the hill I die on because I'm just a genius, right? And
honestly,
I had no dicks helping me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to do this again with the soil. I'm just going to go ahead and figure out how many cubic feet of soil I need on this slope.
Oh, perfect.
Because I forgot to mention my garden bed is on a slope.
Y equals AX plus B squared.
Right?
But what's the Pythagorean theorem?
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got you. I know what you're talking about. I was like, oh, I'll just fucking look up the equation that I learned one time and I'll figure out this fucking slope degree
easy.
And the math.
Yeah.
No problem. And then this morning I was like, you know what else is easier is I'm just going to put in the dimensions into ChatGPT and then I'm going to have it tell me how many bags I need. And so I did that and I was like, you need 9 bags. And I was like, or 9 to 10 or something. And I was like, wow, that's actually really not that much. And I'm super stoked because I thought this fucker was going to be a lot of money to fill.
Yeah.
So I went on the Home Depot app because I'm like, I don't want to go load 10 bags of dirt into the car. I will. But I don't want to.
Yeah, if I can avoid it.
And I've learned this cool trick. And I just need to share it with everybody. This is for guys also, but I just want to empower us women. Because, another thing, I'm on this leave. So Lee doesn't have any time to help me. I don't have a dick around to help me all the time. and whenever he is around, he's like, I'm just going to die on the couch now because we're so busy all the time. And I get it. So I have to do all this shit on my own. And I want to because now I know. And then if anybody tries to help me, I'm going to be like, fucking back off. I got it. Because that's who the fuck I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do it wrong and everybody will tell me and they'll mansplain it to me. And then I'll be like, you're dumb. And then later I'll do it the way that they told me, but I'll never tell them. So.
Yeah. Like I just figured it out. No, I did a different formula.
Right. Just to level set everybody's expectations here. Yeah, did let ChatGPT do the math. I put that shit in on my Home Depot app, and I pulled up in my little spot, and I was like, I'm in spot 2. Come load that shit in my trunk. And I popped my little trunk. I'm like, come fill her up. And the whole time I was like, I actually have to go to Walgreens and get prescriptions and all this other shit. And I really hope I can drive around with that much weight in the back of my fucking little tiny SUV. Like, I didn't think about all this. And half of the order is literal steer shit, you know, like manure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, my car's going to stink. Whatever. I'm fucking doing it, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting in spot 2 and I'm ready and I'm just rocking out to my music. I got my country music. I got my flannel on. I got my windows down. I'm like a bad bitch, right? And out of nowhere, this guy comes up to my window and he was like, "You're here to pick up your stuff?" Scared the fucking shit out of me. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. All right.
Oh my
God. I should not fear for my life. And I was like, "Whoa, what?" And he was like, "You're here." And he couldn't like tell like for pickup or something. And I'm like, "Yeah, motherfucker, I'm in the spot." And I hit the button on my app. Like, what kind of question is that? And then I kind of helped him. I was like, "With soil?" And he was like, "Yeah. Can you pull around the back of the building?" Immediately, guys, I'm panicking because I'm like, that wasn't in my plan because I'm neurotic enough.
Never go to a second location.
Yeah, I know. I'm neurotic enough that I've thought about every little thing so that nobody will look at me and it looks like I just know what the fuck I'm doing here. Yeah. Just come in here to get some soil and then I'm going to skedoodle away. Mm-hmm. And he's like, can you pull around the back of the building? Do you know how to get to the back of the building? He threw me off guard so quickly that I said, no, but like, I know.
But right? Like, I could probably find it. Yeah. You just go around the building.
Yeah. But I fucking panicked and I was like, no. And he was like, oh, go around here, whatever. So he told me how to get to the fucking alley. And he's like, there's a loading dock back there. You'll see me. Now I'm like, fuck, I didn't account for this. So now I got to shut my little fucking latch, like beep, whatever. And then I go cruising around and I find it. And I get there before him because it's literally 2 seconds away. And that man cannot haul ass through the entire Home Depot to get
and
there.
And he's also not going to run.
Right. Exactly. And I don't know if you know this about Home Depot, but they have a lot of loading docks. And the whole garden section just has pallets of shit on the outside. So it was like a fucking maze. I didn't know where to go. And I'm starting to panic because I'm like, homie, I was just here to pick up some soil in spot two. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm at.
But I have paid for this. Please do not mark it as taken on the app.
Oh, my God. And everybody around me, so intimidating. They're like work trucks and trailers. And everybody knows what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. And then here's me like, my little SUV rocking out to country. Like, anyway, in my 99 Ford or whatever the fucking song is. Oh, my God.
This is an 88.
I was fucking a decade off. Anyway, so I pull up. I pull around. I kind of flip a bitch a couple times because the guy's not there. And I'm like, I don't know where to fucking
just doing donuts in the parking lot.
Basically, but trying to make it look like I know what I'm doing. And then eventually the guy's like, oh, just come over here. And he wants me to like back it in all this fancy way. By the way, it's like there's so much traffic back there because it's also an exit to a popular store that everybody goes to over there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, great. Now I have to fucking flip a bitch and just do an 800 fucking point turn to back into this spot. And this fucking old man watching me. He was the nicest man in the world. But I was just like, you know, picturing everything that could go wrong here.
Yep.
Anyway, it was super easy. I backed up into it and he loaded up for me and he was super cool and nice and everything. And then I drove away and everything was fine. Turns out, though, here's where the goddamn comes in. Did not calculate that soil right and only like a quarter of the bed is full. And I was like, wow, only $50 in soil. This is easy. And I'm like, fuck.
You're going to need like $150.
Oh my God, this is not as cheap as I thought it would be.
Oh no.
Yeah, so my goddamn is that I should have probably done the math myself and not let AI figure it out for me. And I should have double-checked the math. I was just like, oh, yeah, for sure.
I assumed computers had it figured out, though. You know?
Well, even in the back of my car, I was like, that does not look like enough. But I trust, maybe it fluffs up, you know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Also, Costco occasionally has soil on sale, and ooh, apparently it's hella cheaper than Home Depot. So
I should check that out. Although I did get, like, probably the cheapest shit. Like, every bag was, like, $3 or something.
Oh, okay. Maybe not them.
Except for the steer shit. That one was probably, like, $7 a bag, but I only got a couple of those to throw in.
Well.
But maybe I'll get the rest at Costco to fill it in.
There you go. And I'll bring you worm castings.
I'm going to need worm castings, 100%. So if anybody else wants to do big girl shit without a dick, I fucking highly recommend it. We live in a world where everything is so much easier for us.
No. You live in a world where everything is so much easier for you. None of the stores by me offer any kind of curbside. They're like, figure it out, bitch.
That's true. I live in a little fucking city that's all of a sudden booming. So they have like all the cool shit. Like you want to plug in your electric car here while you park and shop. And then there's like all these fucking fancy ads. And I'm like, bitch. How has nobody thrown a rock at that yet? I'm waiting.
How's that all still working?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have those in my neighborhood.
Well, just so you know, you can do it, and then you can assign me as your pickup person, and I'll go pick it up for you.
Oh.
And I'll drive it up your little fucking hill. And I'll be like, here's the soil you ordered.
Ma'am.
Now go get a dick to unload it.
Help. No, that's when you just open the back and then gun it up the driveway.
Yep. Let it all fall out.
Anyway.
So well, I'm super strong and independent.
You are super strong and independent, and I can't wait to see that bitch finished. It's so cute.
So I can grow one watermelon and, like, nothing else in it ever
again.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
No, we're going to grow so many things.
Yeah.
So what's your goddamn?
Well, my goddamn is that I am super fucking excited because tomorrow night we are going to go see one of my favorite comedians in the entire world, and I'm so excited.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo! we're going to see Kyle Kinane. I don't know if anyone has heard of him or what. I'm sure they have because he's a pretty big guy, but oh my God, I'm so fucking excited.
Pretty important in life.
Pretty important in life, and I'm so fucking excited. And it's at a small place, and
oh my God,
it's going to be so fun.
I love the place that we're going to.
I do too.
Oh my God, it's like my favorite thing ever. And actually, it's Lee and I's little date spot.
Yeah.
We'll always go see comedians there. And
it's ours too. And then I was like, just found out he's coming, bought the tickets. Also, you guys want to fucking go? So it turned my date into a group.
Into a group date?
Mm-hmm.
I know. And I was so excited. And then got tickets and everything. And we have been so excited. And then all of a sudden, this should have been my goddamn.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I found out that my kids' like baseball party is the same fucking night. And I was like, looks like motherfucker isn't going to a baseball party. And my husband was like, I'm going to take him. And I'm like, God damn it. You're ditching me on my date night. So I'm going to find another date.
It's okay. Your other date's prettier.
I'm so excited. Yeah, she is. So I'm excited for your goddamn also.
Yay! I can't wait. I'm so excited.
It's going to be so nice.
I know. Oh, man.
I just have to do a bunch of shit to get there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like therapy.
Oh, yeah. Like beforehand.
I actually always enjoy it, but it's like
such a hassle to get into it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like the morning of, I'm like, I don't want to do it.
You should do it at like 9, so you only have like 1 hour of dread.
Yeah, she usually does it at 10, but then the second session we added is whatever time she is available, so it's been all over the place.
Mm-mm.
So it's at 2 tomorrow, which sucks.
That does suck. But then it'll be over, and you'll be like, I already cried today. Now it's time to laugh.
Oh, I'm going to feel great. I'm going to go get all ready, and then I'm going to just get smashed and come meet you guys wherever. I don't know what our plans are.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're probably going to go eat at the Mediterranean place, like, across the street. It's pretty good.
Ooh, I've never eaten there.
Pretty.
I've eaten at a lot of places around, like an Italian place or a pizza place or something. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We were walking around because we're always super early because I'm like, we're going to sit in the front.
Yeah, to get in line.
Yeah. And then they're like, do you want to sit in the front? And I'm like, anywhere's fine.
Oh, dude, we get there early every time for the same thing,
uh-huh.
Like, to get to sit up front.
Yeah. Well, I just, I'm so excited.
Me too. It'll be
and I'm happy to do something again because I haven't gone out or done anything in a very long time.
I'd like to formally apologize for all my ice.
That's okay.
Dude,
going out. So cold.
Going out and doing something after you've been stuck in the house forever is, like, the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you're like, oh, I forgot what the world is like.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so cool, though, because it's such an intimate little place.
It is.
And when you get to see a big comedian like that, you're like, oh, fucking shit.
I'm so excited.
I know.
And then I've avoided listening to his current special that just came out because I was like, I don't want to spoil it for myself. So then I'll have this tomorrow night. And then if whatever, I mean, I don't know if it'll be the same jokes or whatever, but then I'll have the one that he just put out that I can watch. And I'm super excited about that, too.
You've just been, like, holding on to it. Like, I want to watch it.
I have.
Yay.
It takes everything inside me not to duck in. Like, go look for it.
Right? Oh, I'm so excited. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hell yeah. Goddamn.
Goddamn. Yeah. You want to hear about murder?
Faux shizzle.
Okay. Well, if you subscribe to our Patreon, you would know that the last Patreon last week, Saturday, came out, and I had covered Ken McElroy.
Oh, yeah. I do recall.
Skidmore, Missouri.
That motherfucker was fucking people up, and then that town fucked him up.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. We'll go back and listen to that one.
But that made me look into Skidmore, Missouri, because I was like, where the fuck is this place? And also, who the fuck lives in this place? And there have been quite a few things that happened there. I'm only going to tell you about one, because I got kind of deep into this one and then didn't have time for the rest. So maybe this will be like a series for me.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. This
Skidmore,
place.
Missouri.
Sounds. Is it still a place?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Wow. If anybody lives in Skidmore, give us the like deets, you know?
Yeah. Or if you live near it, just like look at it and be like, are they all fucking crazy?
Confirm for us, you
yeah.
know?
Although the person in this story who is from Skidmore is not a crazy person. The crazies from outside. But this just happened in the town. Anyway, I'll tell
like
you all about it.
It attracts all the crazies.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to tell you about Lisa Marie Montgomery.
Okay, Lisa Marie.
Mm-hmm. So, Lisa was born February 27th, 1968.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Pisces.
Ooh.
So, she's imaginative, compassionate, artistic, and sensitive, and often may experience inner conflict.
I'm going to learn so much about astrology.
I'm going to say so much about astrology, and it's not going to stick in my brain.
I'm trying. So Pisces, inner conflict. Mm-hmm.
Pisces has inner conflict. They're the fish swimming in different directions, as if to say, oh my, which way shall we go?
Oh, look, a castle. Let's go inside.
Let's go inside. Exactly. So Lisa was born with fetal alcohol syndrome. Not great. And she was said to have permanent brain damage caused from her birth. I don't know if it was a particularly traumatic birth that caused it or if it, the fetal alcohol caused the brain damage, but there was something.
Was there noticeable brain damage? Or was it like where they're just like, oh, some shit happened and she gets angry now very easily?
I think it's probably that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she's still a functioning human.
Right.
Yeah. But I think it was more like, maybe she's aggressive sometimes. No. Right. Yeah. So to make matters worse, she was raised in an abusive household.
Eek. Well, I mean, she
was born with fetal alcohol syndrome. I don't know how.
Not a promising start, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. How prepared to take care of a baby, a household like that might be. God. But her mom was an alcoholic, obviously. And she was emotionally and physically abusive towards Lisa.
Ugh.
Her mother got married when Lisa was around age 11, mm-hmm. and the new stepfather started sexually abusing her as well.
No! Dude, yeah. I cannot imagine having to live in a home where your abuser also lives. Like, there's not to not have a safe space.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
And to be 11? How fucked up.
Fuck that. Uh-uh.
So then the stepdad started allowing his friends
to also
sexually abuse her.
Who has friends like that? What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know, but it sounds like there might have been a lot of drugs involved or, like,
sure,
you know,
still.
Just kind of, I don't know.
You still can tell the difference between
right and wrong. An 11-year-old girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no thanks, hard pass. I'm going to call someone.
Right.
So Lisa started drinking as a way to cope.
At 11?
Mm-hmm.
Dear God.
Yeah. Understandable.
Right. Kind of.
But.
Well, I mean, it's all she knows.
Exactly.
It's how everybody else in her life handles anything. That's hard.
And then when Lisa was 14 years old, her mom found out about the sexual abuse by her stepfather. And instead of, you know, comforting her like you would a normal mother-daughter relationship or anything like that, or leaving the man or doing anything to protect her daughter, she instead threatened Lisa with a gun.
She was jealous?
I don't know.
Or, like, protective of her...
Something.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I don't know. So, not a great situation all around, right? Mm-hmm. So, immediately when Lisa turns 18, she gets married and leaves the house. She's like, fuck you guys, I'm out. I'm gonna go take my chances with some guy, right?
Right? Oh, my God, this poor woman.
But, unfortunately, she went from one abusive relationship to the other. And according to the math, she had 4 kids in 4 years. Okay.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
She would end up getting divorced and remarried. And allegedly that second marriage was also abusive.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's just not having a good
go. She doesn't know how to pick them.
Mm-mm.
She's letting people walk all over her.
Ugh.
Don't do it, Lisa.
At the age of 22 in 1990, she got a tubal ligation.
They cut the tubes?
Yeah, they tie your tubes, basically, cut the tubes or whatever.
She said, fuck that shit. I don't want any more.
Basically, yeah. I'm assuming after the fourth kid came out, they were like, and also, we're just going to take care of that, right?
Yeah. Snippy, snippy.
However, even after her tubal ligation, Lisa claimed to be pregnant multiple times.
What?
Now, I don't know why, but here are my theories on it.
They didn't.
Is either attention.
Seal the tube?
Like, either to get attention or, like, if her husbands at the time or people around her cared more about her when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe
don't hit me.
Abuse her when she was pregnant. Yeah. Stuff like that. That was kind of where my brain went with it.
Right.
Is that people are often kinder and whatever to pregnant people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's where she, what her angle was, right? Yeah. But I don't know.
Okay.
And then sometime in 2004, Lisa met Bobby Joe Stinnett.
Okay, Bobby Joe.
Bobby Joe.
Lisa Marie and Bobby Joe.
Lisa Marie and Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe was born December 4th, 1981.
Okay.
She was 23 years old, living with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they were expecting their first child.
Yay!
How exciting.
First child for Bobby.
First child for Bobby Joe.
Bobby Joe.
And husband. I don't know his name.
Okay.
So Bobby Joe ran a rat terrier breeding business.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Catch up.
Yeah.
Rat terrier. One word, two words, one dog.
Gotcha now. You know what?
It's a small dog. What?
Unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite breed of dog.
That's not that unpopular.
Okay. I thought, I mean, you know, every dog is beloved and everything, but didn't like Roosevelt or some shit make them popular because he had them in the White House or something and they eat rats? I don't know.
Probably.
But they're kind of like how Chell is, like my dog Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Like they're just so like...
wiry.
Yeah. Spindly. Like they're not cuddly. They're just like all bones in the legs, but like fat in the body.
But they're little. They're little dogs.
Yeah, but if you feed them a lot, they get fat. Well, I'm basing this off of my own experience.
Like one personal experience. Like, that's a rat terrier? Okay. Like,
not my favorite dog. I mean, I want
them to be. That motherfucker couldn't run to catch a rat.
Right. Like, I want them to be my favorite dog because I love dogs. But every time I see them, I'm like, I just don't think that you would make it in this world without people who accidentally find you. Like, nobody is looking for them, right?
I don't know. Apparently they are. She was a breeder.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I just don't really care for small dogs.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my favorite. And I had a friend that had a Jack Russell growing up, which is similar to that. Yeah. Like, that's maybe one of the breeds that goes into it or something like that. There's a lot of fucking...
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Terriers that go into a rat terrier.
I don't know. Oh, I think I'm thinking of rat terrier.
He might be.
Anyway.
They look like Jack Russell Terriers.
Yeah. Similar, just kind of like...
Just a very high energy little dog. I'm like, eh. That's a lot.
Go away.
I either want you to cuddle me.
Yeah.
Or be big enough that I can cuddle you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And little dogs never want to cuddle me, so.
Dude.
They just want to fucking jump on you and you're like, ow.
Anyway, so she bred these dogs.
Yes. Okay, so she bred these dogs. Her business was run out of her home in Skidmore, Missouri.
Okay, and I can't imagine that there is a big market.
Maybe there is.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Some people want a little dog. Maybe a lot of people have rats out there. Ever think of that?
I never did once. Mm-mm. This whole...
I didn't look how much they go for, so I couldn't tell you. Probably like $800. That's what most dogs are.
Jesus Christ.
$800 to $2,000. Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Dogs are expensive.
Dogs are stupid expensive.
It's because we've made them part of our family. Like, our culture has. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, buy them clothes, buy them snacks, buy them this, buy them
that. Wagon, now it's like, you want shoes. A French bulldog? It's like $3,000.
Yeah, like a designer.
So... Bobby Joe is also involved in the dog show industry, right? Like the whole the whole thing about it. She would go to the shows. She was online, websites, and the chat rooms and stuff. And this is like 2004.
Yeah.
So Lisa and Bobby Joe met through something to do with the rat terrier thing, like a dog show, whatever, right?
Okay.
And then Lisa found Bobby Joe on a rat terrier chat room called Ratter Chatter.
Stop it.
I will not.
How are you supposed to know what that is, you know?
I mean, you have to be in the know.
For sure. It's an elite.
It is. You can find me on Ratter Chatter.
My handle is...
I don't know what her handle was, but I wish I did.
Damn it.
So they started chatting, and Lisa told Bobby Joe that she was pregnant, too.
Oh, shit.
How exciting.
Together forever?
Uh-huh.
To the end of the time?
So now they're both pregnant together, and they're all excited about it. They exchanged numerous emails about their pregnancies and how excited they were, their due dates, whatever, right?
Have they met in person?
They had met in person one time.
Oh, my God. Okay, is she going to steal this baby?
So Bobby Joe was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, my God. She was, like, ready to give birth.
Ready to pop. Yep. No. I'm unclear if Lisa was using a fake name from the beginning of talking to Bobby Joe or if she talked to her as Lisa at first and then contacted her again under a different name.
Oh, my God.
But Lisa was now communicating with Bobby Joe, posing as Darlene Fisher, who was a woman interested in buying a rat terrier.
Oh, my God, this woman.
Oh.
Stop it.
Your fucking God. All the trigger warnings.
Oh, my God, Aaron, what are you going to do to my brain right now?
Okay.
I don't want to know this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
And on
She's
December?
Got a story to uphold. Lisa, this Lisa chick who has her tubes tied, who's conveniently pregnant at the same time.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
So on December 16th, 2004, Lisa called her husband at about 5:15 p.m. and told him that she had gone to Topeka, Kansas to go shopping. And wouldn't you know it, she gave birth.
Now, hold up. Mm-hmm. Did she have a belly?
I think she did. I don't know
if it was like a fake belly, like, or was she just pooching out the food belly?
I don't know. I don't know if it was just a gut or if it was like the fakers or if she was like stuffing it with something or, you know. But women have faked it before and women have hidden pregnant bellies before.
Which is like so much work. Like, you know how uncomfortable it is to be pregnant?
I sure do.
Oh my God. Can you imagine trying to hide that?
Now put a pillow in your shirt right now. Like, oh my God, it's so hot.
It's so hot. Oh my God.
All the time?
Yeah.
And in Missouri.
And like, don't touch my belly.
Mm-hmm. But I guess it was December, so.
Yeah. Sweaters.
Yeah, sweaters and stuff. Yeah. So she gave birth while she was out shopping in Kansas, right?
Oh, wow. What a coinkydink.
Everything was fine. She and the baby were fine. She's a pro at this. She already had 4 kids, right?
Like, right. Hot dog down the hallway.
That bitch just slid out.
Yeah. Cut them on the way out.
Uh-huh. It was fine. Vocal cord. Like, I'll meet you at home. Chewed we're not stopping at the hospital. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, some nice gentleman stopped with his keys and cut the umbilical cord.
His little pocket knife. Little buck knife.
I just mean the sharp side of the key. You really got to saw it sometimes.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, that same day, Bobby Joe's mother, Becky Harper, went to Bobby Joe's house, and she walked in on a horrific scene.
Oh, my God.
She found her daughter lying in a pool of blood, and she called 911. She told the dispatch that it looked like her daughter's stomach had exploded.
Oh, God. Was her daughter dead? Like, you can't live through that.
She was dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ambulances arrived. They did try to revive Bobby Joe.
What?
I
can't imagine.
I don't know.
You could probably just reach in there and start pumping the heart manually.
Honestly, right?
That was too much. I'm sorry. But like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. But apparently they tried. I guess you gotta. But she was pronounced dead at the hospital. So I don't know when she actually died. But I'm sure she was dead by then.
Right. Like, I wonder how soon after the mom had discovered
an hour.
Oh! Stop. That's why they did CPR then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And the baby was nowhere on scene.
I don't like this for my catastrophic thinking because I can't even go to the bathroom for 5 minutes with my kid eating an apple without me thinking that, like, they're dead in the other room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
An hour.
Yeah.
That's fucking shit like that blows my mind. I don't know why.
Isn't it horrible?
Yeah.
Well, she was probably scheduled to come over an hour, like, after, because Bobby Joe had an appointment to keep.
That's crazy.
That, you know, she's probably like, oh, this will be done by then. Come over right after, blah, 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 right? So.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The autopsy showed that Bobby Joe had been strangled to death.
Oh.
And her unborn baby had been cut out of her belly.
Yeah.
Police issue an Amber Alert on the unborn baby, which I guess was unprecedented at the time. Because.
Fucking right.
They didn't have any, like. Description of the baby?
Like, we don't know, and it's just going to be a newborn. If you see a newborn, did they do a bolo to, like, all the hospitals?
They did a bolo to all the hospitals, and they did this Amber Alert to be like, I don't know, man. It's a newborn baby.
Yeah.
It's a girl. That's all we got. Like, you don't know anything else. You don't know the color of their hair. You don't know anything, you know? If they have hair, you don't know any of that.
God.
Mm. So, police immediately begin their investigation, which
poor Bobby Joe's husband. Sorry, just thinking about. There's like a living husband in this, right?
Mm-hmm. There is a living husband in this.
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming he was like at work or something.
Right.
And then.
And his family's just gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So police begin the investigation, and it shows that someone named Darlene Fisher was supposed to meet Bobby Joe that day to pick up a dog.
Okay.
And then they run the IP address attached to Darlene, and they're sent to Lisa Montgomery's
house. Bum, bum, bum!
Don't idiot. Be fucking dumb!
Yeah. What year was this?
2004.
Oh, yeah. Less known about IP addresses.
We knew about IP addresses in 2004.
You think so? Like, yeah. Being traced back to and all that?
Yeah.
In 2004?
Yeah, you were a junior in high school.
I know. I just don't really actively remember. Well, I wasn't doing anything that I would care.
Yeah. No, I remember because I don't remember why, but I remember talking about IP addresses. Like, I knew what they were, and I knew that it connected your computer to whatever
like
the
fuck. Makes it traceable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I knew that then.
I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, I don't know why you wore a sweater. I'm dying right now, and I have
no
clothes on.
Yes, hat. You we are complete opposites today.
Yeah,
I still have my slippers on.
Socks.
Take those on.
You fucking psycho.
My bad, dog. My bad.
How do you breathe?
Through my mouth.
This is so weird. I breathe through my feet.
Mouth breather. I used to breathe through my feet
and my hands.
Like, less so now, you know. Yeah, I breathe through my hands a lot.
Well, you're changing. Listen, you're getting older. You're like a little old lady.
Evolving.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Anyway.
Anyway, they're going to Lisa Montgomery's house.
Yeah, we got to talk to her about her IP address.
Mm-hmm. So the very next day, on December 17th, 2004, mm-hmm. police go to Lisa's home in Malvern, Kansas, which is 2 hours and 37 minutes away from Bobby Joe's house.
I was wondering how there was a...
So many states.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Bobby Joe was in Skidmore. Mm-hmm. Okay, 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 mm-hmm. okay, okay, mm-hmm. okay.
And Lisa lives in Malvern, Kansas, but when she quote-unquote gave birth, she was in Topeka, Kansas.
Got it.
Just a whole fucking different area.
Right? Whole fucking different area.
Whole different thing. So they went to interview Lisa as a witness to potentially be the last person to see Bobby Joe alive, right?
Oh,
or they went to this IP address looking for Darlene Fisher, right?
Right, like, right, right. Like, hey, they're not thinking that Darlene did anything. They're thinking, oh.
Well, this is...
Tell us about her last moments. Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
did you leave the door unlocked?
You know, exactly. Like, you went to go meet her for this dog. Did you get there? Well,
did you see anything?
Did you see her?
Yeah.
Did you see anything weird? Whatever, right? Was she there? Did she answer the door?
Right.
All that stuff. So... When they arrive at the home, there's a car in the driveway matching the description of a vehicle seen outside of Bobby Joe's house.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of checks out, though, if she's going there, right?
Yeah.
So they enter the home, and they find Lisa and an infant baby inside, just sitting on the couch watching
TV. She was just home with the baby.
What else are you going to do? You just give birth. Just home with the baby.
I don't fucking know. Go hide out in a hotel or something?
Nope.
Go missing for a couple months?
Nope. She, like, everything was normal in her world. Nothing happened back there.
Yep. This is my babe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is she going to do when the kid starts growing up and not looking like her or her husband?
I mean, she's got four kids already. They probably have a varying degree of
you
looks.
Think so? Because mine just keep coming out like a fucking stamp maker. Like, they look exactly the goddamn same.
Mine do, too.
They look related. Like, everybody's like, are they twins? And I'm like, there's some time.
My kid asked me if they were twins. And I was like, no. And he was like, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm fucking 100% sure.
I don't know, Mom. I think you got this whole thing wrong.
They did. Tell me now. I think you're wrong. And I'm like, okay.
Dude, whenever I catch my kid asking questions like that, it's always to back up some shit he said at school or something.
Oh, like, no.
He'll be like, do we have a gym around here? Does Dad have a gym membership? I'm talking about gyms a lot. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then I go to school to pick him up. And his little friend's like, does he go to the gym every day? I'm like, motherfucker, this is why you're asking about gyms. And so I answer, not every day, because I'm gonna have my baby's back, but also fucking shut the fuck up, man.
Quit telling lies, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so she's just home holding her newborn baby.
Mm-hmm. She was just home watching TV with the baby, right? Mm. No big deal.
How's she feeding it? Questions.
Probably formula. I don't know. Yeah. But the police are like, hey, we have some questions.
How'd you get that newborn baby?
Mm-hmm. I see you must have had a baby just recently, too. Like, right? How exciting, right?
Let me see your vagina.
Whip it out. It doesn't look like a wizard's sleeve or a punched lasagna.
Yeah. I'm fucking onto you.
This is a perfectly intact vagina.
That shit just looks like it's been used.
So, yeah, those are probably all their questions. And apparently she failed on this whole question answer part.
I'm sure, because it doesn't sound like she thought about this well.
No, it doesn't sound like she thought about it for real long at all. And I guess she did originally try to lie about it. But within, like, an hour of them being there, they were like, okay, you're under arrest.
Okay, but, like, just tell us, you know? Like, right. Don't.
Like, just.
Come on.
You got caught.
Yeah.
You used a fucking private computer.
Yeah.
To email this woman the day and time that you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Come on. So, side note, I guess Lisa and her husband had taken the baby out to a restaurant with their two teenage sons that morning.
She gave birth that morning and she's like, let's go out to dinner.
She gave birth the day before, but then, the next morning, she was like, you know what I want to do? Go to breakfast.
I don't feel like
my fucking punch lasagna vagina.
You don't want to get out of bed.
On some sticky fucking diner.
And you don't even know it's morning yet because you don't know time. You have a newborn.
Because you've been up all fucking night with your newborn.
Oh my God. Do you think she was a good newborn parent? Like, did she actually care for the kid?
You know how I spent the first two nights in the hospital with first kid, and they were, like, the easy nights. Because I think that was when they were, like, you know, still used to being in the belly.
Oh, they're just sleeping all the time?
So they just sleep the whole time. So maybe she was like, this is easy. Crushed
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's a good point. That is really easy at first. Yeah. It doesn't feel easy because you don't feel good and you still have to do stuff.
Yeah.
But it gets harder when they awake.
Yeah. But it's also a lot harder when you can't move.
Right.
Like, your body is recovering.
Yeah.
But if you skip that step, because you just acquired a baby.
Pretty easy. You're all well rested. You don't even feel like shit. You're just like, oh, look, I got a kid now.
I'm like, I don't want to cook breakfast. Let's go to breakfast.
They're all soft and cuddly. Yeah.
That sounds way fun, right? So, a little horrifying, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. Wouldn't got me fucking dead there. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's impossible to go to breakfast the day after giving birth. I'm just saying I wouldn't have.
No way. Not a snowball's chance in hell.
So the baby was unharmed and was given back to Bobby Joe's husband.
Oh, so at least he got his baby
back. At least he got his baby.
I want to know how she fucking cut that shit out and like kept the baby alive, because 8 months isn't full term.
It's not full term. And technically full term is like 10 months, right? So
I don't fucking know.
Well, it's like the end of the 9 or whatever. 40 weeks is where you're supposed to be. But I don't know how many weeks. 38
you can give birth safely.
I think 36 you can too. But they don't want to.
Yeah.
Like 36 is like okay.
Like they're not going to need an incubator and shit?
Yeah. But like 38 is like you could come naturally at 38.
Right. Like we don't even know when you got knocked up. So mm-hmm. we're just guessing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know exactly what week she was at.
Okay.
But
the baby survived.
The baby survived.
Fucking miracle.
Yeah.
How'd she know what she was doing?
I have no fucking idea.
Like, my God.
There's probably also, this whole case was solved through, quote, computer forensics.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing there were probably also searches like how to perform a cesarean, you know?
A baby
like,
out.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're not worried about the woman living, it could be pretty.
That's true, too.
Self-explanatory if you've given birth 4 times. Like, you know the basics of what's going on in there, right? Like, there's going to be placenta, there's an umbilical cord, there's a baby, there's a sac, you know, like.
Yeah, you've probably seen a lot of it before.
And if you don't care about keeping the woman alive, like, oh, I don't want to fucking destroy her uterus or something, you probably don't care about that. You're just like, God, I wish I didn't say that.
I wish you hadn't either.
Ugh, I don't feel good.
So Lisa was charged with kidnapping resulting in death.
Okay. She kidnapped Bobby Joe?
She kidnapped
the kid.
The kid, the baby, and it resulted in Bobby Joe's death.
Oh.
So kidnapping resulting in death. I guess a death, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The sentence could carry life in prison or the death penalty.
Ooh, is it because there's a death involved?
I think it's because it's Missouri.
Oh, I love it.
But it was also across state lines, right? Because she lived in Kansas and this happened in Missouri. So the federal fucking people.
Bureau
of Investigations had taken over it, right?
Yeah. Dude, what happens at, like, Four Corners if somebody gets murdered at Four Corners? Same thing? Like, who?
Yeah.
There's got to be, like, a Four Corner Association. Oh, where they're like, you know what? Let's just. Yeah, I would. If I were in charge of Four Corners, I'd be like, can I just get my own crew? You know? Like, let's just cut the bullshit. We can get each from one state.
Yeah.
You know?
That's I'm cool with that.
We'll take a vote.
I don't know. They got to have something for, like, borders, right?
Like, between states. Yeah, like a blurred line of, like, you can go at least 5 miles past the border or something.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Okay.
So, during trial, Lisa's husband and ex-husband testified against her, saying that she had a history of lying.
Yeah.
The prosecution suggested that she lied about being pregnant, and then instead of coming clean, she doubled down and decided that she had to produce a baby to prove that she wasn't lying about being pregnant.
Yeah. Because she had her fucking tubes tied.
Yeah, her fucking tubes tied.
Like, come on, man.
Like, homie, we can do an x-ray on you and be like, there's no baby that came out of here.
Yeah. Like, how come nobody questioned her more in life?
Right? Maybe that's why.
Like, she her husband this would all like, work. Whatever.
Right? Her own attorneys originally attempted to blame the murder on Lisa's brother, Tommy.
Oh, interesting.
Don't know why.
Tommy's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but Tommy had an alibi. And then after that, Tommy and Lisa's mom and everybody, which, I mean, granted, she wasn't a great person to begin with, but they were all like, fuck you, right? So her husbands were against her, and now her whole family is against her.
She seems like a piece of work here, huh?
Listen, she was dealt a really shitty hand.
Right.
And then she
continued to deal shitty hands to other people.
Yeah, did not do well after that.
I guess. I get it, but like,
so
I don't.
So her attorneys changed the claims from Tommy, because Tommy had an alibi, right?
Yeah.
And they changed it and claimed that she had pseudocyesis, which is a mental condition that causes women to believe they're pregnant and even exhibit outward signs of pregnancy. So they're like, no. She genuinely thought she was pregnant. Like, it was a mental condition. She genuinely thought she was pregnant.
And then what? And then the condition did what when she was killing that woman?
Yeah, that's...
And then what part of the mental condition was that?
You know, that's open to interpretation. But yeah. She didn't know that she was lying.
And right? Except for when she was cutting that woman's stomach open.
Except for that whole part where she stole a baby because she knew that she was lying. Or she was like, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, it doesn't appear that I'm pregnant.
Weakest defense.
Yeah. It didn't work.
It doesn't sound like it would. like that's all they could come up with.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were grasping.
Exactly. And I think they were trying to get off on some, you know, mental illness technicality. Or like
maybe
insanity.
Life, not the death penalty.
Exactly. So at this point, her whole family is like, you're a fucking lying liar. Like, stop.
Not a lying liar.
Stop being a liar, liar. So then the jury found her guilty of murder on October 22nd, 2007.
Good.
And she was sentenced to death.
Oh, shit.
April 4th, 2008. There was a lot of back and forth, obviously, as usual, appeals. Death penalty, yeah. Right? During an appeal, Lisa attempted to use the argument that she didn't commit kidnapping resulting in death because the baby was not technically a person until it was removed from the womb. So technically, it was a death resulting in kidnapping. Therefore,
how do we know if she was dead yet?
Well, she killed Bobby Joe, and then it resulted in a kidnapping.
Yeah, but, like, you would have to prove that she died before she left with the kid.
Yeah, I guess. And maybe she did.
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, they were like, homie.
It's still the same thing.
It's the same fucking thing. Yeah. Like, okay. We'll just fucking spin it around then.
Yeah,
you know?
They're just
whatever.
Doing, like, the loopholes, trying to find a loophole. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And so the court was still like, yeah, but you killed her? You still can't do that?
Still did that and still stole a baby.
And you still stole a baby, so the ruling stood. And she was originally scheduled for execution on December 8th, 2020.
Damn.
But one of her attorneys got COVID, so they gave her a new date of January 12th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And she was executed by lethal injection on January 13th, 2021 at 1:31 in the morning in Indiana.
Huh.
She had no last words. She was the first female federal prisoner executed in 67 years.
Wow.
I guess only four women had ever been executed by the federal, or after being a federal prisoner,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And the most recent one before that was in 1953 by gas chamber.
Oh, shit.
Ugh. Right?
Sounds awful.
Right?
Now, that's kind of crazy because, like,
that's just 2021. Or, well, yeah, yeah, 2021.
Yeah. Well, how old was she? Ish.
I think she's born in 68.
Yeah.
So she was 52?
So 50-ish, yeah.
53-ish?
Oh, my God. Well, it's kind of crazy because, like, we hear about people stealing. Like, I've told a story about somebody cutting a pregnant lady and mm-hmm. all that, too. But and she's the only one to be killed by lethal injection? Like, the only
woman? Well, the only female federal prisoner executed.
Federal prisoner.
Yeah, in the last 67 years. So the murder happened in Missouri. She's from Kansas. And then the prison where she was actually executed is in Indiana. I'm assuming that's because the FBI took over and were like, now this is all fucking us. Like, it's just the United States. You have pissed off every one of us.
We are so mad at you.
Yeah. And we'll just fucking take all this shit everywhere. But.
Huh.
Interesting, right?
It is interesting. So she hadn't crossed state lines.
Maybe. Hmm. Yeah.
That is so interesting. And you know what? It also kind of makes me hate society a little bit because it's like, that is just a fucking contingency. Like, logistics.
Literally. Yeah. Like, it was 2 hours and 37 minutes away.
Right.
But here, you could drive 2 hours and 37 minutes north.
Still be in California.
Yeah, and still be in the same state. Yeah. So, like.
I know.
Shouldn't the jurisdiction just run by, like, mileage?
I don't know. I have no idea. Right? I don't know. I don't know what would make me
happy.
But then,
like, how could you assign police to that? Like, and you fall under this guy.
Right? Like, there is no way. I don't know what my solution would be, but it's just, again, mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, that's crazy.
It is, isn't
it? It's scary.
It's so fucking scary.
Yeah. Wrong place, wrong time. Although she deserved it all. Like, I'm not mad about
Lisa. Yeah.
I'm not mad about it. I'm just like, it's interesting.
It is very interesting. But
I guess
also,
I'm mad that she tried to steal a baby.
I just feel fucking horrible for Bobby Joe and her husband who are just trying to run their little breeding business. Like,
yeah, and start a fucking family. Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking awful. Yeah. I am so glad I'm not pregnant right now.
Oh, God, me too.
I would not be able to listen to that story.
Sorry for everyone who
sorry about it.
There was recently.
Watch out for people. Don't tell anybody online you're pregnant.
Honestly, yeah.
Fucking hide that shit.
Yeah, I remember being so scared when I was pregnant. Like, or more scared, I guess, you know.
I don't know that I ever thought about that when I was pregnant.
Oh, I for sure did. I think you told cases when I was pregnant, and I was like,
That is rude of me. How rude. I'm like the worst friend ever.
How rude.
Who would do that? It's probably payback for all the fucking dog shit you tell me.
Exactly.
In my head forever. You're welcome. I didn't think about it till like after giving birth. I remember this one profound moment in like a parking garage where I was like, if I fucking die, my kids are not going to make it in this world. They need me. I need to make their lives awesome.
What will they do with just their father around?
They need their awesome mommy.
You know?
Get them Robux.
But this baby survived, so there's a tiny silver lining, and she gets to live.
Yeah, I wonder how she's doing.
With her dad and her family.
Could you imagine being a kid and, like, your mom was murdered and that murderer is still alive in prison and shit?
I'd go watch their execution.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I'd probably write to them,
too. I'd be like, that was from me. I never would have loved you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have sucked.
You would have sucked as a mom, right?
Oh, my God.
And to already have four kids. Like, fuck you, bro.
Selfish.
Yeah.
You chose to tie your tubes.
Well, even if she didn't, she had four kids. Yeah. Like, you had four kids. That doesn't mean that you should take anyone else's kids.
That's fucking weird. Just keep up with a lie?
Yeah.
It's like the most senseless thing ever.
I mean, if anything, you could be like, oops, I miscarried. And then you'd get sympathy from that.
Right? What about her husband? Was her husband like, oh, yay, a new baby?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it got taken away. Or did he just not care?
I don't know. Because he thought that she was lying because he knew that she had a tubal ligation. Like,
he thought she was lying.
But I don't know if he was ever like, let me see your belly. Or, you know, like, I don't know. His whole side of it. I don't know his side of it.
Right.
Other than he was like, she's a fucking liar.
Yeah.
And she had her tubes tied.
And then she comes home with a baby.
Yeah. After not going to the hospital. Just being like,
that is fucking scary. Having an enabler like that just to be like, oh, cool. There's a baby.
Yeah, right. Why wouldn't, I don't know.
I don't know. Fucking know. This whole thing's wild.
He's living in her world too. So maybe he's just like, I fucking guess.
All right. Here it is.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. Our handle is at ISGDpodcast. You can email us at ISGDpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
And we love you guys.
Bye.